She's 16 tomorrow. She's a fragile girl because she was hurt very severely with injuries in Pakistan. And I've seen her health progress and restored to really good health. And I've never seen her give up on her crusade, which is her mission that every child should go to school. Her refusal to give up, even when she's been intimidated, threatened and shot at. And her determination that the right that she now has, that she can go to school, is available to every girl in every part of the world, as well as every boy. So she's a most courageous and brave young girl. And I once wrote a book on courage and what made people courageous. And I found it was a strength of belief matched by a strength of willpower. And what Malala has is belief in her cause, which is that everyone should have opportunity and rights to education, but also this incredible willpower that even an attempted assassination has never taken away from her.
Can you describe your first meeting with Malala? When did you first talk
I met to her? Malala when she was in hospital, and I met her when she was recovering from her injuries. And therefore, I've seen the progress that she's made. She had very severe injuries, caused her to be in hospital for many months, caused her to undergo a huge amount of surgery. And I've seen her recover and regain her physical strength. But, you know, she's never lost this moral strength. It's always been at the core of everything that she talks about. And when you ask her what she wants for her birthday, she says, I want to build schools. And it's an amazing thing that a young girl who has been so badly hurt because she stood up for a girl's right to go to school is determined that she will use her life and what she calls her second life after what had happened to her when she was left for dead to actually help other girls particularly, but girls and boys, get the chance of education.
It's been a year since you were named UN Education Envoy. Have you become more or less optimistic about reaching the goals of universal primary education since then?
I think you've got to recognise that we're in a period where aid is being cut, where education progress had stalled some years ago, and where it's only by a huge drive and a huge turnaround that we can get the resources and the commitment that is necessary for us to meet that Millennium Development Goal. What you need is the willpower to deliver what is basically relatively cost-effective educational investments that will put the 57 million children to school. So I can see a plan where we could actually deliver this, but it demands that governments, both donor governments and developing country governments, and the international organisations be more coordinated in the way they approach this. And I would like to see that strategic view being something that, if you like, dominates the thinking of the United Nations General Assembly in September and the setting of the new Millennium Development Goals.
What would you like to see come out of the Malala Day events at the UN?
A determination that we will tell every government where children are not at school that they've got to do something about it quickly. And a determination never again to be complacent about millions of girls, particularly who are denied the chance of education. And I think until Malala's case was known to the people of the world, there was an assumption that we had an inevitable progress that was happening towards universal education, and it was just a matter of time. There was no sense that girls were being discriminated against in the way they are now. And since Malala was shot, there's now been a focus on child labour, on child marriages, as well as on discrimination against girls, on child trafficking as well. And I think people are now more aware as a result of what happened to Malala that there are injustices that have got to be rectified quickly. So I hope that out of Malala Day, when people learn more about the injustices and the unfairnesses that are visited upon children, that we can see pressure on governments in every part of the world to do more to get children to school. It will only happen when parents and teachers and pupils and students themselves and governments come to the conclusion that the barrier to us getting every child to school is not actually in the end financial. The barrier is our lack of resolve and determination, as Malala will say herself tomorrow, to sort this out.
And tomorrow Malala will be addressing a huge group of young people from all over the world. What would you say to young people today in terms of how they can take up this issue and promote education for their generation?
I think what people will take out of tomorrow as young people is if we combine together, if we put the case across the world, then what is essentially a civil rights struggle for education, for girls in particular, but for girls and boys, can win supporters in every country, in every continent. And so the petitions will be followed by people pressing their own government and pressing the international organisations to do more. And I think what we'll see as a result of tomorrow is young people themselves, and I think this is the new development, young people themselves leading this struggle to get girls and boys the right, finally, for the first generation to become one where every child goes to school.